America Weekend.
Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you still have cable TV? Oh, that's so 1987. So many people are saying goodbye to cable so they can live their entire media life on the internet. And they are streaming here and they are streaming there and they're binge watching and they're Huluing and they're Netflixing and they're watching things on YouTube. I don't know what they watch and when they watch, where they go for their local news. I don't know. I don't understand it all, but whatever. Many people are saying goodbye, cutting the cable, so to speak, for these new streaming services. If your cable bill is a constant drain on your bank account, this might be a good year for your finances. That's because a number of new streaming services are set to launch this year, and each one will chip away at the reasons cable subscribers keep the cord plugged in. Many people don't give up cable because they don't want to lose ESPN. That reason won't hold water soon, thanks to the newest streaming service to be announced, Dish Network's Sling TV. Sling TV, no relation to Sling Box, will bundle together a variety of cable channels into a streaming package that costs $20 a month. ESPN is the headliner of the bundle, but other popular channels include CNN, the Food Network, and the Travel Channel. Other cable subscribers don't want to give it up because they're hooked on a variety of channels that cable offers. Enter Sony's PlayStation's View, a service that's coming in early 2015 that will offer around 75 channels, including local networks, as well as cable channels from Discovery, Fox, NBC Universal, and Viacom. You know, that was always the issue as to why you couldn't give up cable, because you wanted certain channels. And that actually, if this is the way it will work, will offer people an opportunity, something they've always wanted. When you do get cable television, you have to get 100 channels, maybe 80 of which you never, ever, ever watch. If this will offer just the headlining cable channels, they may be onto something. PlayStation View also has a few features that might appeal to people addicted to their DVR. According to Sony, popular programming will be available for up to 3 days after its initial airing, and you'll be able to save episodes of shows in the cloud for up to 28 days to view later on. Like cable, View will also offer on-demand programming. The final common reason some people stick to cable is they can watch HBO. These people are in luck because HBO has announced it will launch a standalone HBO streaming service that will allow people to watch its programming on the web and on various streaming devices for a monthly fee with no cable subscription required. That service is set to debut alongside the fifth season premiere of Game of Thrones, which is expected to air sometime in April. Most of these services will be accessible from a computer or a number of different devices. Sling TV will come to Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and Xbox One. PlayStation View will debut on PlayStation 3 and 4 before coming to iPad and other devices. No details have been released yet about HBO's service, but if it follows the other Major League Baseball advanced media services, it will be available on most consoles, streaming devices, phones, and tablets. Who would have thought the day would come that you got all of your television programming through your kids' video game system? Amazing, isn't it? So, if you're a cable TV provider, you must be quaking in your boots right now. What is the purpose for you to exist 5 years from now? If everything will come from online and will go very easily into not only your TV, but into your tablet or into your phone, as entertainment and all media becomes even more mobile than it already is, why will you exist? Will they exist? Will we just have a bunch of companies trying to compete to see who can provide the cheapest and the best internet connections? That could be it. And in many areas where Wi-Fi is becoming standard operating procedure and being offered free by local municipalities, why do we need these companies in the first place? Let's see. However, these streaming services may not be ideal for everyone. For starters, you'll need a reliable broadband connection to watch anything on them. And if you prefer watching TV shows on a television, you'll need to connect a device to your TV if you don't have one already. That's not such a big deal. Think about what happened when the cable box came along. Some people were like, Oh, now I have to have this box connected to my TV and I have to pay every month for it. Well, that's the norm that we've been used to now for the past 35 years. Then there's the reliability of the stream itself. HBO Go, the company's current streaming service for cable subscribers, is famous for crashing during its premieres and finales, so it remains to be seen if these new services will suffer from similar problems. That's the big issue. A lot of folks are hesitant to cut the cable and rely completely on online services because online itself can still be a sketchy proposition. There are areas in this country where Wi-Fi is kind of non-existent, and even 3G and 4G can be sketchy at best. So the idea is terrific, but if the technology and the grid isn't ready to handle all of this, you may be cutting your cable and calling your cable back and apologizing only a few months later. So we'll have to see. Stay with us. Procrastination, it's affecting your health. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Many people are asking the question, are you smarter than a fifth grader? But here's what they're really asking. Are your kids smarter than their parents? Well, what do you think? Here's the science of it. There is evidence that today's kids are about 10 points smarter than kids were a generation ago. Put another way, your kids are 10 points smarter than you and 20 points smarter than their grandparents. Why? More urbane sociological interactions and likely more effective computerized teaching strategies. What's the cheap psychological trick? IQs do not measure emotional development. And while your children may have the slight edge on IQ points, you're still the parents. So act accordingly. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. At the recent climate summit in Copenhagen, I encountered some German climate enthusiasts dressed as nurses seeking to heal the planet.
We are from Germany. We came from Germany and we want to save the planet. And we work for an environmental organization called Ökohaus. And yes, we are here to save the planet. Yes, the idea is to have climate justice, that not only we people in the north have a good life, but only the people in other parts of the world. We have to act here in the north, in our countries, in Germany, in Denmark, and United Kingdom. We have to act now.
Oh no, global warming!
Emergency! 2 degrees, it's too much. Please help. More love.
Save the planet.
And who doesn't want a little German love? From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.